A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Tzadi Hei, Psachim 95a, pagination page 189. Starting from the top of the page, Ma ben Pesach Rishon Lesheni, what is the difference between the first Pesach, the regular Pesach brought in the month of Nisan, and Pesach Sheni, which is the makeup Karban Pesach, which is brought a month later in the month of Iyar, for people who are not available and able to bring the first Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us that on the first one there's an Isser Chametz. You're not allowed to own Chametz at the time that you're bringing the Karban Pesach. By Pesach Sheni, there's no such restriction. And then the Mishnah tells us on the third line of the page, HaRishon Ta'un Halel Ba'achiloso. The first Karban Pesach requires that you say Halel, you recite Halel, while it is being eaten. Ve'asheni ein ta'un Halel ba'achiloso. And the second Karban Pesach, if you're doing Pesach Sheni, it does not require Halel while you're eating it. And the Mishnah concludes, Zevezaton Halel ba'asiyoson. Both would require Halel when you are making the Karban Pesach, meaning during the Shechita. This principle in the middle of the Mishnah, that the first and regular Karban Pesach at the time of the holiday requires that we recite Halel while it is being eaten, can help explain one of the most confusing customs regarding Pesach, which is the Halel of the Seder. What's fascinating about the Halel of the Seder, number one, is that we recite Halel sitting, which normally Halel is supposed to be recited standing. Also, this Halel has a hefsek in it. We separate. We do the first two paragraphs before Shulchan Aruch, before the meal, and then we do the remaining parts of Halel after the meal, which is very odd. Normally, you're not allowed to be mafsik in middle of Halel. And finally, the Ramah in Siman Tov Ayin Zayin tells us that not only do we preferably try that the Afikoman, which is the equivalent of the Karban Pesach, should be eaten before Chatzos, but also that Halel should be recited before Chatzos, before halachic middle of the night, on that Seder night. We understand Karban Pesach, that's a machlokas discussed in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara. Afikoman, as we know it, is in place of the Karban Pesach, so we understand why that would have to be before Chatzos. But where does the Ramah get this concept that even Halel is supposed to be recited before Chatzos? So let's look at Amud Beis and then we'll try to develop this. Third line of the Amud on page 190. HaRishon Ta'un Halel Ba'achiloso, the first Karban Pesach, the regular Karban Pesach at the time of the holiday, requires Halel while it is being eaten. Minohani Mili, how do you know this? Om Rav Yechonim Mishem Rav Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok, Om Akra, it's based on a Pasuk. The Navi Yeshaya tells Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he is surrounded in a terrible siege in Yerushalayim by the enemy general Sancheriv, Yeshaya tells him, it's not all lost. The siege will not end in a disastrous way. On the contrary, the enemy will be destroyed. Hashir yi yalochem kilel his kadesh chag. There will be an opportunity for thanksgiving, like the night of the holiday. Laila hamakudesh lachag ta'un halel, and the night of the Seder indeed has a halel associated with it. That's the halel of the Seder. The Gemara continues and says a svora which explains the basis for this Hallel and also the basis for the Hallel that's done while they brought the Korban Pesach. It's the beginning of a line, about 13 lines from the top. Efsha Yisrael Shochten es Pischeihen. Could it be that the Jewish people are shechting the Korban Pesach ve'ein omrim Hallel, and they don't say Hallel? And the same thing also, eating the Korban Pesach and they're not saying Hallel is such a momentous moment. The Korban Pesach was so special. It was the advent of our taking that step forward out of slavery and becoming a nation. How can you do that and not say Hallel? Okay. So we have a principle that a person is supposed to recite Hallel when he brings the Korban Pesach, when he does it, and also b'sha'as achiloso, when he eats it. So over here, we have a phenomenal insight from Reb Nosson Gestetner in Sefer Lahoros Nosson, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chaf Hei, in which Rav Gestetner points out that it's impossible to recite Shira song while you're eating. And the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, is requiring that we join Shira, Hallel, song, with the eating of the Korban Pesach at the Seder. And Rav Gestetner says that's impossible. Conventionally speaking, it's impossible. Why is it impossible? So, one reason cited by Rav Gestetner is Yimole fi tehilasecha. Your mouth has to be full of Hashem's praise when you praise Him. Not allowed to recite a bracha while you have food in your mouth. If, for example, you made a mezonos and you're eating something and now you want to have a fruit and you have to make a borei pri or eitz, you have to clear your mouth, chew the food, swallow the food, be patient, and when your mouth is available, yimolei fi tehilasecha, the mouth should be full of Hashem's praise. So to say Hallel while you're eating the Korban Pesach is impossible. There's also another source for this objection. In halacha, it's brought that normally we would say gesundheit, labriut, bless you, when a person sneezes. But the halacha is that while you're eating, you're absolved of that courtesy. You do not have to wish somebody bless you while you're eating, because we're worried that the windpipe will open up while you're swallowing, and the food will go down in a bad way, and it could be dangerous. So we have this principle that you're not supposed to talk while you're eating. So again, clearly, there's no way that you could be required to recite Shira while you're eating the Korban Pesach, while you're swallowing, while you're chewing. You're going to say Hallel. It just can't be. Therefore, Rav Gestetner suggests that this is the nature of the Hallel of Seder night. To extrapolate from his brief words, this would explain why we recite this Hallel sitting, because really it's a Hallel associated with eating, and eating is supposed to be done while we're sitting. It explains to a certain extent why we do it with a hefsek. We divide the Hallel, we do a little bit of the Hallel before, and then we do the eating, including the Korban Pesach or the Afikoman, which represents the Korban Pesach, and then we finish the Hallel. And because it's like sandwiched in between Hallel, it's as if we recited Hallel as we ate, or at least at the same time that we ate. It also explains why Hallel is supposed to be recited before Chatzos, just like the Korban Pesach, and the Afikoman representing it should be done before Chatzos. So the Hallel, which is supposed to be done at the same time as the Korban Pesach, should also be done before Chatzos. Rav Gestetner writes that this is accomplished, the joining of the Korban Pesach with the Hallel, because a person is still with the taste of the Korban Pesach or the Afikoman in their mouth. And when a person still has the taste in their mouth as he recites the second part of Hallel, the taste is merging with the halel, and that's considered this concept of halel b'sha'as achilaso, halel at the time of eating the Korban Pesach. It also leaves us with another insight as to why ein maftirin achar ha-pesach afikomon, why you're not allowed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, or in our time, after the afikomon. Why can't you eat anything afterwards? So it's certainly a halacha, not allowed to eat afterwards, but this entire perspective adds a new nuance into it. You can't eat anything else because we need that taste of the Korban Pesach, or the taste of the afikoman, which represents it, to still be in your mouth at the time that you are reciting Hallel. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.